Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Well, hi everybody, everyone, hi neighbors, hi relatives, hi friends, hi cousins, hi uncles, hi aunts, hi neighbors, hi to the gentleman right there, right across the road there from me, from the studio. Hey, hi everybody. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World live from Boise, Idaho, where the elevation, folks, is 2730. Sometimes I was thinking about NASCAR and IndyCar and just racing in general. Sometimes I have a microphone here in front of me, and we have got a temperature on it, and of course that's the track temperature here for Auto World. So every once in a while you might hear me tell you what the temperature is on this microphone, because that's our track and that's how fast we're going. It's a lot of hot breath right there in front of the mic. Anyway, good to have you along. Again, I'm Mark Evans, ASC Certified Master Technician, all around 45 years of petrol head, gearhead, whatever you want to call me, go ahead and call me. Right here on Auto World. It's a pleasure to have you in the Auto World Plaza with me. I'm sitting in the Greasy Garage Studio, and thanks for taking the time out and stopping your leaf project today. I know you've been out there blowing leaves, raking leaves, burning leaves, smelling leaves, gathering leaves. I was doing that earlier today because it's that season. And then, of course, the next season rolls around for you folks that are down in the Phoenix and the Florida area and, you know, do not have any leaves. Well, congratulations. Maybe that's why you moved there. Of course, the Florida people might be gathering gators. Careful. And, of course, you folks here in Phoenix, Scottsdale, Maricopa. Well, you know, Glendale. Oh, yeah, NASCAR track right there. The red zone there on the football field, all that. You folks might be gathering rattlesnakes. So whatever you're gathering, it's just a pleasure for you to stop gathering and set your life down to be with me. Riding shotgun with me here today in Auto World. Some of you are new listeners, and I do appreciate you joining in. And you might have heard about Auto World and myself, Mark Evans, by your friend, your neighbor, your coworker, your relative, your enemy. It doesn't matter where you heard. I'm just glad you're here. It's a pleasure to be behind the microphone, to get out of the greasy garage, man. Get away from the, what's making that sound? What's making the noise? What is wrong with the engine light coming on, going off? Why? You know, that's the biggest headache for technicians. And for you, diagnostic time. Yep, trying to figure out what's wrong. Once you get the answer, you know how to fix it. No one has to think. So I'm going to ask you, which is harder, fixing the problem or finding the problem? And remember, I've heard this for many, many years in my career of 45 years of repairing, touching, tasting, smelling, burning my hands, my fingers, my toes, falling off, you know, step stools, trying to get up into the high lift truck, diesel trucks to get the clutch fan out of there, etc. On and on and on. Oh, anyway, what I'm saying is that it gets to the point where you say, diagnostic. Everybody says, well, all that technician is over there in that shop is a parts replacer, Mark. I have heard that many times. He's just a parts replacer. And, of course, I keep saying he. Well, there is some she's out there. Congratulations to the she's that are females that are in the automotive world. Got a little surprise for you coming up here on Auto World. And when it comes to the female, the woman out there, a couple women and et cetera, that's is involved into the automotive world in a big, big way. So with that, let's get started right here on Auto World. Again, it's a pleasure to have you here. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper chair that is very comfortable, and it just goes fast sitting still, and that's what it's all about. But today here on Auto World, I'm going to slow it up a little bit, just have some fun, sit back, relax. I'm sure glad you've got your favorite juice in front of you, and even if you have a big old Cuban cigar and you're smoking it, good. I'm glad you're enjoying the show. We're going to have a good time. We might learn something. We're going to have definitely some entertainment and some fun throughout Auto World for you first-time listeners. When it comes to Auto World, it's the next 3 hours. That's right. I'm going to take you in the car, out of the car, under the hood. Well, what can I say? We're just going to get to the nuts and the bolts of each and every story and have fun doing it. Oh, yeah. And do I have something that I... This is coming up the second hour. I've got something for all of you folks that you're going to want. And that segment is called, I Want It! I Want It! Yeah, you got to wait for the second hour for that. But each and every car, here's a little tease and a tip. Something about that I Want It segment has something to do with a gas flap. Oh, yeah, gas flaps flapping in the wind. We do recalls here on Auto World. We do auto racing news. We have the segment, Did You Know? Compare a car, of course, in our segment. Auto World Tips. Interviews coming your way, by the way, from the L.A. show is coming your way. We have an interview there. And also SEMA's just got done. SEMA, S-E-M-A. You're going to learn what that stands for. I'm going to give you throughout the 3 hours of Auto World today what happened at SEMA. Some good stuff. And why we do have SEMA in our life from Las Vegas. What is it? We got that. Of course, here's another segment I like. A lot of you do like it. You email me and you ask, can you do that again? And that segment's called, What Happened on This Day in Automotive History? But most of all, folks, you, your neighbors, your friends, your relatives, the person across the street, wherever and whoever you are, you're the star of this show called Auto World. You're the folks that make this happen. You sit back, you relax, you tune into our great affiliates out there throughout the world and also through the internet and through the internet apps. Some of you have to listen to Auto World on a internet app, and that's okay as long as you are tuned in and you're listening and you can hear me. And again, you folks that are listening on the GCNLive.com, again, GCNLive.com. And why I'm doing a little housekeeping here and letting you know this is because some of you are you're listening on our great affiliate radio stations throughout the globe, but they might only take 1 hour of the show or maybe just 2 hours of the show. And I just said, yes, for the next 3 hours, I'm going to get to the nuts and the bolts of all the stories here on Auto World. Well, there's 3 hours of Auto World for you each and every week. You might be missing one of those hours. In order to get that hour, you can always go back in time, too. By the way, it's Auto World Podcast. Auto World Podcast. Just Google it right on the top. Google Auto World Podcast. Really proud of it. Right out there on the top. You can't miss it. And you go back in time and listen to whatever hour you'd like to listen to. Put them in a library. Because each and every hour is different. Each and every hour, we purposely, the staff says to me, that we need to, for sure, have not only fun, entertainment, but we need to give people some tips and teach them some certain things that saves that listener, those listeners, everybody, money. So each and every hour is different. So, and I definitely do want to shout out to all our affiliates. And if you don't, you folks that are listening on your favorite radio station, if you'd like to listen and have it on the radio station again for another hour, call your radio station. Do. And again, don't be bashful. Tell them to, you can Google me. You can find me all over the internet. They can call me direct. They can email me direct, of course. I'm going to shout out the email here in a second. And they can get in touch with us and or Genesis Communications Network. Genesis Communications Network. GCNLive.com. And get with my affiliate manager, Adam. Audi Adam. He's always out taking care of my affiliates. And you know, I'm asking, all of you have answered. So for you, of those folks that have actually called the radio stations and emailed them so we want another hour, I just want to tip my hat and salute you. And you know who you are for doing that because the show is growing because of that. Thank you. Thank you. Two words. Thank you. I appreciate it. There's a lot more folks out there that want to listen and they don't even know about us. And to have fun and to help them with their ride. Yes, their ride. Their metal, their fiberglass, or plastic. So here today, let's get on with it. Okay, the phone number. Well, up, email. We got to take a short break. The email. Auto World Radio. Auto World Radio. One word. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans. Coming from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. Good to have you along.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
You want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let the good times roll. Let me rock you around.
Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. Good to have you along. You're listening to Auto World. Let the good times roll with you. Thanks for being here. Each and every hour, we're going to give you some fun. But here, let's give you a touch and a taste. Here, the first hour. First and foremost, so you know what is coming up on the show, of course, 3 hours, full 3 hours, each and every week for you. And like I mentioned earlier, each and every hour is different. I got a little bit of a report coming out of the auto sales, folks, the auto sales. And you're going to all sit there, oh, yeah, those auto sales are way up. Well, we don't know until we get to that segment. We're going to share that with you. And, well, look at there, 64 million is what they're going to be spending. That's coming to you here on the first hour. And, oh, yeah, look who's looking at moving. Ford is looking at moving, folks. Where? Well, you're going to find out. That's all coming up the first hour. Second hour, oh, I was talking about the two women that, you know, I'm saluting them, and let's give them a hand of applause right now. We have two women. Two women are coming your way, coming the second hour. For what reason? You're going to find out that, too. And, oh, yeah, I love it. Throughout all 3 hours, the SEMA show, S-E-M-A, that stands for Specialty Equipment Market Association, was in Las Vegas this last week in the 2021, of course, the SEMA Specialty Equipment Market Association, over a million square feet, folks, of unbelievable fun. Why do they do it? How come they do it? And all that, we're going to get to that, but each and every hour I'm going to give you a little bit of what happened at SEMA, you know, some fun stuff there that happened and what we can look forward to. And also, the second hour, oh, for you folks that are listening in Texas, I have got you the winner. Who is the winner of the truck of Texas? Who is the winner of the SUV of Texas? And, of course, who is the winner of the mid-size truck? So I got the full-size truck winner of Texas, the mid-size truck winner of Texas, and the SUV winner of Texas. That's right. For not only the Texas folks, but everybody that's listening everywhere, even you folks down there in the Virgin Islands. Oh, yeah, you're going to find out, really. You know, like they say, everything's bigger in Texas. We're going to find out on the second hour. Third hour, what's coming up, Mark? Well, let's find out here, the third hour. The third hour, well, yes, some things are happening, folks, with the older cars. The future of custom vehicles coming your way on the third hour. And who else showed up at SEMA? The Beast showed up in Las Vegas. We're going to get to that in the third hour. And Nissan, did you hear about the Nissan at Home program? Well, you're going to hear about that on the third hour. And we have a brand new segment here that I believe all of you will enjoy that is going to be from here on out, is going to be with us at the end of each and every third hour, and it's called A Word with Mark. A Word with Mark. That's the third hour. So, stay tuned for that, but first and foremost, you are the star of the show. I'm looking forward to your calls. We're going to share some emails with you that come in each and every week, of course, and each and every hour. And I have an email bag, you know, I've always talked about it, to the left of me. There it is, right over there. And that email bag, what we do there? We print them out, the emails that I ask you to email me with your car concerns, your truck concerns, your, well, just, you know, communication concerns about your ride, your auto world. We take those emails. I read through them. The staff helps me. We read through them, and I help you in the week, during the week, and whenever it's convenient for you, you tell me in your email, and I will call you or email you at that time. If you'd like to change your name, you can. I'm not going to protect you. On the air, if you do not want me to read it on the air, just live on the air here on Auto World, just say no, but please help. And so that's how we do that. I have the staff's pulled a few out here that I'm going to share live each and every hour of Auto World. And we're going to, because I know that I've always stated this here on Auto World, that a lot of you have, you think and feel it's a problem with your automobile, which, yeah, I guess you could call it that. But we're going to take it as a challenge. We're going to fix that challenge that you've got with your automobile. And your truck or your lawnmower or your leaf blower or whatever you might have that is in your auto world to get you, you know, it's called transportation. Yes, a leaf blower. How could that be transportation? Well, you're transporting a leaf from right here, let's call it in the A position, to the B position, over there by the end of, at the bottom of the tree. So you're transporting the leaf. So it's literally flying through the air with, oh yeah, Well, I like my leaf blower, turbocharged two-stroke. Oh, the smell of two-stroke. I can't do anything better than that. Oh, yeah. So, here's the email address. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. And I welcome all of you to look at our Facebook page, my Facebook page. You can Facebook message me. Please do. And Facebook message me is, the address is my name. It's real easy. Mark Evans, sitting behind a microphone, got a little yellow coupe with me. The picture, Instagram account, yes, please do go over, look at the photos we put up this week on the Instagram account. The address is Auto World Media. And we also do have, Facebook Mark Evans, and we also have an Auto World Radio Facebook page. Head on over and take a look, and I do want to say to the folks there that commented, again, I like to protect each and every one of you, but I welcome all of you to go over to my Mark Evans Facebook page and look at some of the comments that are some of our great listeners and the followers have put up there about a picture that I put up. We're going to be talking about that picture and a little bit later here in the show, and it's all about the infrastructure bill that not quite passed yet, but it's getting close. Mr. President's got to, they got to do their final legal paperwork and all, but looks like he's wanting, our President of the United States is looking at wanting, I believe it's $7.5 billion set aside for electric charging stations. We're going to talk a little bit about that later in the program, of course. But first and foremost, I want to hear from you right here on Auto World at 855-660-4261. Axelrod Alex is sitting behind the GCN 2800. Oh, yeah. Mixer machine to make you sound good. Here's a little trivia for you, for each and every one of us. Let's ask ourselves this question, and you can be more than happy to have you answer it. I always have some great gifts for you. First trivia question for Auto World this week. What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? What car sold more than 1 million units in 1965, setting a record that still stands today? 855-660-4261, AutoWorldRadio@Yahoo.com. I'm Mark Evans, sitting right here in the Greasy Garage Studio.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's a criminal investigation in Houston after 8 people were killed in a stampede at an outdoor concert on Friday night. It occurred while rapper Travis Scott was performing at the Astroworld Festival at NRG Park, about 50,000 people on hand, posting on Twitter that he was absolutely devastated by what took place.
I could never imagine anything like this just happened.
Democratic New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says he's glad he made history by being the first Democrat to win re-election in his state in a very long time.
Thank God we put the programs in place we put in place. I think had we not, we might have been swept away as well.
Murphy saying on NBC's Meet the Press, if people want to see if the Democrats' social infrastructure bill can work, they should look at New Jersey, as it already does a lot of those things. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Big fat tire spinning in the back. Maybe in the front. Maybe all four of them, huh? Oh, yeah. All-wheel drive. AWD. Hey, welcome back into Auto World Studio, which is Greasy Garage Studio here in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. I forgot to put up the open sign. What's wrong with me? Six leg screws. We'll get this thing up. There we go. Now everybody knows we're open. The on-air light is on. Now we're here for you each and every week. Well, folks, it came close here this last week. Well, it's getting closer. The minutes, the seconds are ticking down to the $7.5 billion. For what? Electric charging stations? Are they going to pass it? Well, first and foremost, let's go back into the past.
Extra, something extra. Posies for the girlfriend? Yes, sir. And an extra blossom Elmer to win his buttonhole. Everyone likes that little something extra. A dozen rolls, and the baker tosses in an extra one to make it a baker's dozen. The butcher throws in an extra bone for the bow wow. Every locality has a different name for it. Way down east in New England, they call it something to boot. In the deep south, they call it lanyard. At your neighborhood service station, they call it Esso. The new Esso gives you premium performance, unexcelled at regular price. And the new SO Extra is unexcelled at any price. Extra quick starts, extra power, extra anti-knock. You can take your choice. These two great gasolines are both extra value for the money.
For service that is tops and gas that's extra fine, there's a smile for every mile at the SO sign. E-S-S-O makes your car go
happy motoring.
Yes, happy motoring to each and every one of us, but that was back in the day, the gas stations. Well, back in the day, of course, the driving gas stations weren't just about fuel, folks. They helped create American driving culture. The first drive-in service station opened in Pennsylvania on this day. In 1913, American Motors had been able to pump their own gas at filling stations since 1905. But those were the little more than a pump at the curbside. Before that, the motorists brought, of course, gasoline in cans from places like pharmacies and blacksmith shops and filled up themselves. With the opening of the service station at the corner of Balm Boulevard and St. Clair Street in Pittsburgh, the culture institution was born right there. The service station, folks, was opened by the Gulf Refining Company. American Oil and Gas Historical Society said, unlike earlier simple curbside gasoline fill stations, the purpose designed for you to get gas, get some, well, some offered you free air, water, crankcase service, tire, and tube insulation. Full service gas stations today. Not anymore. They're all self-service. And now, what is going on? Well, you know what is going on. I'm welcome each and every one of you over to the Instagram, our Instagram page. Instagram account address is Auto World Media. Facebook page is Mark Evans. And, of course, Auto World Radio. Head on over, take a look at the picture I put up there. I don't want to spoil anything. It's something to do with EV charging stations. Well, our present goal, his goal is of electrifying U.S. transportation. He's authorized, folks, $2.5 billion for electric buses and $7.5 billion to build electric vehicle charging stations across the nation. Roughly half as much of us funding is initiated to ask for, but he wanted more. He's pledging to build a network of 500,000 public EV chargers by 2030. Why did I go back in time in the gas stations? Because, as you know, in 1905, there was horses. Then there came those metal things called vehicles. We all drive one today. They're different. They make different fiberglass, plastic. You know, well, they're all different, yes, but we all drive one. Gasoline. Some of us are now buying EVs. We're driving EVs, electric vehicles, maybe some BEVs. Gas station, filling station, service station, whatever you might want to call it. Are they going to go bye-bye? How many charging sticks does $7.5 billion buy? Where are they going to be? Where are they going to plant them? A lot of questions. I welcome all of you over there to look at the comments. It's a lot of the great people, listeners and followers of me, Mark Evans, on my Facebook page and see what their comments are. And you're more than welcome, each and every one of you. I want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. Your opinion of all this. There's a Brandon Jones. He's a president of Blink Charging and a 12-year veteran of the United States EV industry. He said how things could unfold from here. There's a lot of uncertainty, of course. Jones generally expects the money to go and distribute to the states according to a formula. Based upon the formula, how much each and every state gets out of that $7.5 billion to put electric charging sticks up throughout their state. It's metrics of like how many new car sales is there in that state. And they look at the Department of Transportation for a larger take on that, of course. And he stated that he's been in the business for many, many, many years. And he's the CEO of Blink, and he's been doing it for many, many years. He started the company at 42 employees and now 121 employees. It just keeps growing and growing, growing and growing and growing around the Blink, the electrical charge sticks. And now it operates a network of 4,616, which is a level 2, L2, and a level L3 public chargers across the United States, up from 3,275 just from May of 2021. That makes it one of the largest networks in the country, folks, the Blink Corporation. Once the bill's passed, the funds are distributed to the states, of course. He predicts that it's going to move quicker than what we really do believe and what we think. And with that, that means that all of us, it's kind of like, are we going to start seeing the gas station pumps, the state, we did see the full service gas stations go bye-bye. Are we going to see the self-service gas stations go bye-bye? Are they going to put electric EV charging sticks in the same parking lot, on the same gas station's parking lot? Is tax dollars, $7.5 billion, going to pay for all these electric charging sticks? A lot of questions that is out there. And again, here's a little bit of information from Jones. He said that, good scenario, Mark, it takes about 6 months for a L2 charger, 6 months for an L2 charger to get built, which an L2 charger needs up to 8 hours to fully charge a car and make about 82% of the public chargers in the United States. That's what L2 is, 82%. The L3 charger, as Jones said to me, takes 60 to 90 minutes for a charge the car, but can take considerably longer to build. In the longest case, a DC fast charger projects, he says, takes about 1 to 2 years before it's completely permitted, built, done, sitting there, so you and I can back up our BEV, our EV up into it to plug into. So anyway, with that, $7.5 billion. Who knows if it will pass? But our President Biden is trying to get, you know, carbon footprint neutral. And we have stated here on this show that General Motors and, of course, Ford, they're spending millions and millions of dollars to go EVs. Have I got a Hummer coming up to you and sharing with you on the third hour. Coming back, we're going to read and take an email to help you fix your automobile by one of our great listeners right here in the Auto World Plaza from the Greasy Garage Studio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. There's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles. If he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
My favorite thing. Just take those hands, put the driving gloves on, 10 and 2 on the steering wheel, and drive, drive, drive. You know, just when's the last time you just sat back in the driver's seat of your automobile and just decided, yeah, I'm just going to go waste time. Maybe burn some gas, diesel, petrol, maybe some electrical EV, and just go waste time and go see the sights of your own town. Go get lost in your own town. You know, truthfully, drive south of your town. Maybe head north of your town. Just drive away. Don't do it right now. No, no, no. We need you for the show. I appreciate you being here. I'm Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. So the question of the week then is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? Go ahead. Scratch your head. Think about it. Oh, that hurts when I scratch. Now I don't have any hair up there. Oh. Question of the week here on Auto World. How many gas filling stations are there in the United States right now? Now, you know, if you get the number pretty close, it's, you're a winner, period. You're a winner right here on Auto World. The number to reach me to answer that question of the week is 855-660-4261. Email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Makes it easy. Facebook Messenger me. Address, my name, Mark Evans. Head on over to Facebook and read some of the comments about the $7.5 billion that he's trying to pass, the President of the United States trying to pass. And, you know, it's, you think about, now I have the number for you here for how many gas stations there are, but, you know, you're more than pleased. I got some great gifts for each and every one of you. Everyone's a winner here on Auto World. No, this is not a game show. This is a fun show, entertaining. Well, it's Auto World is an interactive and informative of all things automotive, period. So who's moving? As I stated earlier in the hour, well, Ford's looking at moving, folks. What? How could Ford move there so big, Mark? Well, Ford looking to move away from crowded dealerships, folks. Are the dealerships really even crowded anymore? That's a question, huh? Well, Ford saying, we're tired of the crowded dealerships and we're going to be looking at going towards online ordering. The pandemic has changed the way people do things, Ford said. The new president, of course, from eating in restaurants to buying cars, and process has been modified to the point of no return using the computer. The automaker believes rather than dealerships to build and order a process is the way to go for a car buying process. You need to get, well, behind that keyboard and build your exact car that you want online. Download the trim, download the color, download the wheels, download everything and anything that you'd like. Jim Farley, the CEO of Ford, he believes that that is what's been happening. Well, duh. And in fact, that's what they want to keep doing. So, they're moving from the crowded dealerships, folks, to online ordering. And as we all know, Carvana, have you seen Carvana or heard about Carvana? You know, they've been around for many, many years now. I'm going to tell you the truth, the facts. I didn't think Carvana was going to make it. Come on, a car in a vending machine? I said it. Cars in a vending machine? A big glass box are stacked up on top of each other? Oh, of course, they're on their own little platform. You go downstairs, you look online, internet.com, and you order what you'd like, and you figure out what kind of vehicle you want. You just go to Carvana, and you go to the box, and put your dime in, and it's a little bit more than a dime. I haven't done this yet, but I'm sure you got to get qualified and all that and get approved. You probably get approved through Carvana online. And then you take that special code and you walk over to the machine, right? You go up to the machine like I did back in the days. I'm not that old, but you know the jukebox? Yeah. You push the letter J and you push the numbers 2, 4, and you probably had Johnny Cash singing to you or whoever you liked. Well, now you're walking up to Carvana and pushing the vending machines, which, again, they're an old company. They've been around. They're doing quite well. Well, Ford's now awake to that, of course. And so, there's going to be some dealership parking lots. Well, it's not going to be really new looking to you, but the word is empty. They're empty right now, so it's probably going to be looking the same. But, there's going to be some land, some asphalt, some buildings probably sitting empty because we've changed the way, you know, we, all of us, buy cars. And Ford, well, they're molding to the mold and the clay that we're asking them to mold to. It's working. A lot of you in my life, 45 years of living automotive, I've had so many questions about, to me, I'm finding that a lot of clients I have, customers, friends, etc., relatives, they really do not like going into the dealership. They're like, I don't know if you're afraid of the dealership, you don't understand the lingo, you maybe seem like you're getting pushed into buying something that you really don't want to buy. I don't know. You know, so you can go online in your own comfort of your own cockpit, like you're sitting in right now along with me each week, and you can just, you know, do it on your phone, your electronic phone there or your computer, wherever, and buy, order it up, and there you have it. So Ford is moving to online more than anything. And maybe did Carvana. Now, Carvana is not the only company, folks, that have the old, you know, they're the only company that has the glass boxes. I was over in Frankfurt, Germany, and the first time I have awesome pictures of it, but, you know, the Frankfurt, Germany, the International Auto Show, I was over there, and that it's the first time that I did see Mercedes-Benz put their smart cars in a glass box, kind of like the look of Carvana. They had them all stacked up, and it was beautiful looking, all different colors of smart cars. Of course, as you know, the smart cars were very small and all, but I couldn't believe it. This was a cool display outside the International Auto Show, and I took some photos, and that's the first time I ever did get to see, you know, cars stacked up. So it's quite interesting that somebody else saw that too and started Carvana probably back in that day. That was 20 years ago, I believe, when I saw that for the very first time. So things are changing. So here's the question of the week. Need some help answering it, of course. And then we're going to get to that trivia question. Question of the week is, how many gas filling stations are there in the United States? Just make a guess. Just throw a number at me. 855-660-4261. email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And I've got the answer, of course, for you, for sure. But talking about Ford, I want to share this with you before we head out. The garage door starts rolling down here on the first hour. October sales. Let's get there. Let's talk about that. Talking about dealerships and all and Ford. Well, Ford, this is not good. Ford, now, at this point, as of last week, they are $25.6 billion in debt, folks. Ford is. $25.6 billion in debt. Now, don't you feel better? Because we all have a little bit of debt, but not near that much, Minnie. No, oh, that's a lot of money. $25.6 billion. Ford, you'll be out of it. I guarantee it. They're doing well. Those F-150s are rocking. $25.6 billion. I can't even imagine it. October sales, though. November sales. Oh, yeah, October. Let's talk October, because November's not quite done. October sales, were they up or down? Well, a year ago, the October sales were 16.4 million cars, vehicles. That was a year ago. 16.4 million were sold in a year. This year, down. Down, folks. 13.1 million this year. That's about a little over 3 million down in sales. I myself thought they would be up, but we're not. We're down. So get out there and start buying. Anyway, each and every week here on Auto World, not only do we have news like that, but coming back, didn't get to that email. We got this email here, about a dozen of them in the bag. I'm going to reach over there here when we come back on the second hour and take an email when we pull it out. It's all new to me. I don't know which ones the staff printed out on the computer here and put them in the bag, so it's all new to me. I'm going to share that with you. And also some SEMA information, helping you know what the future's going to be like right there in your garage, in your driveway, in the carport even. I'm Mark Evans. I appreciate you listening, for taking the time out to be with me. I'll see you the second hour. I look forward to seeing you there. I'm Mark Evans from the Greasy Garage Studio. Drive safe and motor on.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.